Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on next generation GST reforms, benefits for MSMEs and industry. The participants are Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Recently, the government brought about GST reforms, which brought changes in the pricing of about 400 products. How would GST 2.0 impact MSMEs, that is, medium and small scale industries, and the industry? For more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Shishir Sinha, economic analyst. Welcome, Shishirji, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you.
Shishirji, recently the country has brought a few GST reforms. It's been 8 years since GST was initiated. How are they going to impact the ease of doing business, particularly for MSMEs?
So, when we talk about GST 2.0, the most important thing which everybody was interested about, the rate rationalization, which has taken place. So, 453 goods were taken into consideration. Out of those 453, rates were lowered on 413 goods and rates were hiked on 40 goods. And those 40 goods are mainly tobacco-related products,
sinful
beverages, of course, sin goods
and luxury,
or demerit goods.
And luxury goods.
Rather, I would use the word demerit goods.
Right.
In economics, we use the word merit goods and demerit goods.
Correct.
So on the demerit goods, that has been revised upwards to 40%, and some items that has been revised from 5% to 18% also. So that was one part of GST 2.0. Now, your question is about the MSME. I will also take the overall industrial picture also. That includes large corporates also. So when we talk about MSME, what we can provide them? We can provide them ease of compliance, ease of registration. So one particular provision which has been recommended by GST Council is that to reduce the time for registration. That is a very important thing. At this moment, there are total registered assessee under GST is around 1.5 crore. And if you compare with the pre-GST regime, it has gone up more than 100%. Pre-GST regime, there were 66 lakhs, including the central excise as well as the sales tax. Now we have 1.5 crore. But still, there are a large number of companies, especially units which are in, say, MSME, which are in the informal sector, which are in the, even in the formal sectors, they are not under GST. Because the condition says that any business who is involved in business of goods, and if the annual turnover is rupees 40 lakh or more, he is required to get registered. In states like Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, and some parts of Northeastern, that threshold is 20 lakh for goods. In terms of services, the threshold is 20 lakhs in various states. But in states like Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, the threshold is rupees 10 lakhs. So this is the basic turnover. Many of the small businesses are also going for registration. One of the big problem was the time taken for the registration process. If you are in a business where risk is high or your particular profile as a businessman is not a good one, so you can take some action against him. But if you're a clean businessman, then you should be facilitated to have registration in shorter period of time. And that is what GST Council has recommended, that we should give the registration within 3 days. So this will cover almost 96% of the applicants. So that is the one big thing. Large enterprises, there is no problem. The threshold, they are already over 40 lakh rupees and 20 lakh rupees. So they will get registered. The issue was that those where the turnover is less than this threshold, how to facilitate them so that they can also be part of the GST. So why there is a need for registration? You may ask that if your turnover is not rupees 40 lakh or 20 lakh, why you require to have registration, GST registration? It is to facilitate business the large entities. Suppose that you are an MSME. If you go to, say, do a kind of agreement, an agreement with any large entity,
yes,
they will ask your GSTN number. And if you say, I do not have GSTN number, there may not be the kind of encouragement entering into an agreement. But if you have a GSTN number, so that will help you.
Let's see what Finance Minister Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman has to say on this.
For those companies which are registered and a part of the GST, if TREDS uses the GSTN facility, and for every bill that is certified or signature obtained under the GST, the same discounting will be available even for MSMEs, so they need not worry. We paid GST tax, but we are not getting the payment from that company who owes us, for whom the supply has been made. So that company's money can now be obtained, because the bank will honor the moment the GSTN signature is on it, and MSMEs will be benefiting.
This is remarkable, actually.
Exactly. And let me just give you one particular explanation to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The GST Council said that in order to simplify the registration process, the Council has recommended the introduction of an optional simplified GST registration scheme, wherein registration shall be granted on an automated basis within 3 days. And the applicant, who based on their risk assessment, determine their output tax liability on supplies to a registered person will not exceed Rs. 2.5 lakh per month. Why this threshold is there? Just to help the MSME. So this is the one big development for MSME who wants to come under GST network.
This can actually facilitate a lot of manufacturing in the country.
Yes, and not just goods, but also in terms of services also. So another provision which GST Council has approved, that the concept of a simplified GST registration mechanism for small suppliers making supply through e-commerce. Why it is important? Because many of the MSMEs are going on e-commerce platform. Because, you know, today we are seeing good growth of e-commerce. Many of us are placing order through the e-commerce or the applications.
Right.
Now, the small suppliers, it is easy for the large businesses to be on the e-commerce platform.
Absolutely.
But for a small businesses who wants to come on e-commerce platform, there you need a registration process. Mm. That registration process has been eased. So not just in the goods, but also in services, MSMEs are going to be benefited by this mechanism.
So this is actually facilitated ease of doing business.
Exactly.
And MSME's contribution to the country's GDP is huge, about 48%?
Around 48%. And if you just take the GDP, also in terms of export, they have more than 40% share. In terms of employment, they are providing something like 10 to 12 crore employment to the people.
Exactly.
And this is the number which are what we call as the organized one. If you
yes.
take the informal sector or the units which are in the informal or the unorganized sector, the number will go much higher.
If you talk about some sectors, some industries, which industries do you think have benefited most?
Two sectors. One is, of course, the automobile sector. So I will just focus on the passenger vehicles.
Right.
So in the passenger vehicles, you have the small car, you have the medium-sized car, and you have the large cars. So we were seeing that there was some kind of slackening, some kind of slowdown in urban consumptions. Of course, the rural consumption was picking up. But during last 3-4 months, we saw that there is some kind of slackening in the urban consumption. Now, what has happened? The GST Council has recommended that the small car where the GST rate was 28 plus 1 to 3%, 1% the compensation says, and up to 3%. That means up to 31%, from 29% to 31%. 29% for the petrol and CNG driven car, mm-hmm. which is 4 meter in length and the engine capacity of 1200cc. And for the diesel car, where the length is less than 4 meter and the engine capacity is 1500cc. So on these, the rate has come down from 31% to 18% on diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And on the petrol, it has come down from 29% to 18%. So that's a big boost. Who is going to be benefited? Of course, the automobile company.
And the customers as
well. Of course.
Yes.
And this particular segment is very, very important to further boost the rural demand, because these cars, these small cars, are having a good demand from the rural consumer. Now, coming to the mid-size car or the large car, where the taxed GST rate inclusive of compensation cess was anything between 43 to 50%. Now that has been brought down to 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a reduction in the medium-sized car and the large cars. So there, the urban consumers and as well as the automobile companies will be benefited. And you must have noticed that more and more automobile companies are giving advertisement that you don't have to wait for September 22nd, which is the first day of Navratri,
yes.
when people normally place order or books the car. They are saying, even today we are going to give you the benefit. Many of the companies have started doing that.
Mm.
Of course, the inauspicious period of Shraad is starting, so there we may not see much sale. But they haven't waited till September 22nd. So this is one sector of the economy which is going to be benefited. The second sector is the FMCG companies, mainly the consumer electronic goods. Where the consumer electronic goods, if you see the large television sets, where the rate of GST was 28%, now it has brought down to 18%. When you talk about the AC, the rate was 28%, it has been brought down to 18%. When you talk about the dishwasher, the rate was 28%, now it has been brought down to 18%. In terms of other like day-to-day uses, the rate has also been brought down either from 18 to 5 or 12 to 5.
Uh-huh.
So all these things are going to boost the sale.
Yes.
When the sale is high, then these companies, the FMCG company, the consumer electronic goods companies will get the benefit. And this will lead to what we call as the virtuous cycle in the economy. I mean, if you can remember when these recommendations were announced on 3rd of September, Finance Minister used the word virtuous cycle. So just to explain to our listener, virtuous cycle is basically one positive is leading to another positive. When the demand is high, the companies will employ more people. Company will expand its production. When they are employing more and more people as a result of expansion of their project, that means more and more people will have more money in their hand. When people will have more money in their hand, they are going to go for higher demand, and this will lead to another production, good production cycle. So this is what we call as the virtuous cycle. So FMCG company, consumer electronic companies, and the automobile companies, they are going to play a big role in the virtuous cycle. They will be benefited, consumer will of course will be benefited, and overall economy will be benefited.
You spoke about the date, 22nd September, when these reforms will be implemented. What about the inventory which has been already there? I'm sure so much material is there. And what about the labels which are there, and now the new rates come? How will the sellers handle all that?
Before that, just one clarification. The rate revision is going to be effected from 22nd of September, except for tobacco. For tobacco, the new rates will come into operation after some time. For various ease of doing measures, there are certain dates. Like for registration process, we have November 1. For the refund process, we have the November 1. So there are different dates for the compliance issue. Now coming to the second part of your question, which is the labeling. This is a very big problem. And this happened in 2018 and 2017. Also, 2017 was the year when GST was introduced. Mm-hmm. So at the time of introduction of GST, the basic principle for deciding the GST rate was that what was the rate before GST?
Mm-hmm.
So bringing close to that rate. So even a 0.5% change in the tax rate means that you have to change the MRP.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now all the producers who have printed material of a particular MRP. Now, if you say, if you just ask him to remove them, that particular slip and go for the new slip, it's not so easy.
It's very cumbersome.
It's very cumbersome process. Mm. So in a mall kind of establishment, you can do it. But in India, we have large number of small shopkeepers. There you can't go to each and every shop and change the label. So it's a really, really tedious job.
Absolutely.
And in this year, 2025, many of the FMCG companies, they said they have almost around 2,500 crore rupees worth of printed material. That means the labels and all those things. So they approached the government, and now the government, just on today, it has come with a circular. It's saying that, I will just read the operative part of that circular.
Sure, sure.
It says that declaration of the charged retail sale price shall be made by way of stamping or putting sticker on online printing, as the case may be, after complying with the following condition. What is the condition? Number one, the original MRP shall continue to be displayed and the revised price shall not be overwritten. That means if you are seeing a product there, there is a MRP there. Now you cannot remove that MRP. But what you can do, you can just place another sticker just below that saying that this is a new price.
Right.
So suppose that the MRP was 100 rupees and because of the reduction in the taxes, now the MRP is 90 rupees. So 100 rupees will also be there, 90 rupees will also be there. So a customer will be in a position to know that what is the change. And for the shopkeeper or for the companies, they will be able to comply with the new pricing norms. So they will not be, complaining about the profiteering. So this is one change which has happened. Another thing which the industry will have to do, that manufacturers or packers or importer shall make at least two advertisements in one or more newspaper, and also by circulation of notices to the dealer, and what they are going to say, that what kind of changes we have implemented. Like from 100 rupees to 90 rupees. Now for a consumer, it is not easy to remember everything.
Right.
So an advertisement will be given by companies that this was the price earlier, now this is a new price. So this is the new circular which has been issued today only.
All right. Thank you, Shishirji, for talking to us at Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on next generation GST reforms, benefits for MSMEs and industry. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor. Money Talk.